Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Anger. We've all experienced it. Sometimes it surfaces as a mild annoyance, and at other times it flames up as intense rage. We may display our anger through verbal or physical means, or we may cleverly keep it hidden below the surface so that no one can tell how upset we truly are. We often experience anger when we feel hurt, threatened, or blocked from achieving a goal or a desire that we want in our lives. But anger is not always a bad thing. It's an emotion that God created within each one of us, and it can be used properly. Like when we become angry over abuse, injustice, prejudice, neglect, etc. Anger is not sinful in itself, but how easily the evil foe can turn it into a devastating tool in our hands. Anger, whether openly displayed or deliberately hidden away, always creates physiological, emotional, psychological, and even spiritual difficulties. Jesus knew this, for as he was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and 'He who murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." It is interesting to note that the Bible frequently speaks about God's anger or wrath, but it never does so in a negative or critical fashion. God is all-knowing, and therefore he never misinterprets events. He never feels threatened. He never is capricious, and he is always angered by sin and injustice. Humans, on the other hand, well, we often misinterpret and misjudge events. We retaliate when we are hurt, and we are often vindictive and vengeful. Human anger is often dangerous to others and to ourselves. Our anger generally leads us into sin. Therefore, Paul warns us, "In your anger, do not sin." Anger can easily get out of control and burn wildly, just like a spark in the forest can create a massive forest fire which burns uncontrollably with its flames. If anger is an issue for us, the first thing I think we need to do is confess it to our loving Heavenly Father. For if we are plagued by this problem, we should seek God's forgiveness for our anger. And a wonderful way to do that is to confess our faults, either to our pastor or to a good Christian friend who can absolve us from our sins. Assurance that God has forgiven our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ should then turn our anger into praise. Understanding the depths of God's forgiveness will also empower us to make things right with those whom we have harmed through our angry outbursts. This is what Jesus advocates as we continue to read the Sermon on the Mount. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. The offering Jesus is referring to here is the communion or fellowship offering made at the temple. This special offering, made after the sin offering, declared that one was at peace with God, family, and neighbors. But how could you make this offering if your heart was filled with anger and hatred toward another? The same is true for us today. How can we enter God's presence to worship Him, and how can we kneel at the altar to receive Holy Communion if we are filled with hatred and rage against another? As human beings, the ultimate recipient of our anger is God. In our fallen state, we hate God. We are angry with Him for allowing pain, sorrow, heartache, hardship, illness, discomfort, and death to come into our lives. We think we know what is better for us than our Creator does. And when things don't go our way, we shake our fists at God and we curse His name. Or we bottle it up inside of us and despise Him in our hearts. We think God is raining on our parade, ruining our fun, cramping our style, and we often despise Him for that. Yet, Paul in Romans chapter 5, verse 7 informs us that while we were yet the enemies of God, hating Him and rebelling against Him and His Word, He sent Jesus Christ to die for us, to reconcile us to Himself. Jesus, on the cross, endured God's righteous anger against sin to redeem us sinners who misjudge and misinterpret God and His love for us, and we rage against Him. But the forgiving and the loving message of the cross for the forgiveness of our sins turns our hatred of God into love for God. It turns our raging against God into praising God. And it transforms our alienation from God into being declared and made His children. Anger will always be a part of the human experience. But if anger is transformed by the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, its detrimental effects upon us may be neutralized and even used constructively. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, You never misinterpret or misjudge any events in history. And we thank You, Lord, that in Jesus Christ You forgive the sins of Your people who often misjudge and misinterpret events in our lives and hold You to blame. Gracious Father, we thank You that You can use us who so often lose our tempers and lose our ways. But You, in Your compassion, forgive, restore, and renew us for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.